All right, let me move over here to my opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Anniston, Gadsden, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they are open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. They are so good at what they do. And they are the sponsors daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I appreciate that very much. All right, look, so yesterday saw some major announcements. Major announcements that seem to indicate that America has grown used to the idea of just having Uncle Sugar take care of everything. You know about Uncle Sugar, right? He's the rich uncle who steps in, takes care of all your needs. The never-ending source of financial rescue, making sure the trust fund stays plussed up so you can do what you do and spend what you spend without any fear of recompense. Uncle Sugar, that kindly, benevolent old man who just wants you to be comfortable. Uncle Sugar, who just wants to ensure that you do not know the hardships that can be encountered when you actually take risks, because risks are scary. Uncle Sugar, who wants to make sure that you know that your actions, regardless of how irresponsible, will not result in you experiencing any consequences because, you know, consequences are not fair or equitable. Except that, in reality, too often, Uncle Sugar is really not your uncle. He's your government. But I found one man. There's one man in Alabama I know of, for a fact, that decided that he would not be the check writer-in-chief. One man who decided to say, enough is enough, and you will have to live with the consequences of your actions. And that one man is Alabama State's treasurer, Young Boozer, who took a stand that some will decry, but everyone respects. And he deserves some kudos, even though they will likely come with some pained expressions and wringing of hands. But yet, Uncle Sugar does still live. We see him every day, y'all. See him every single day. Uncle Sugar. Yesterday, a tragic event unfolded in Baltimore as the Francis Scott Key Bridge, a massive piece of transportation infrastructure that carries over 30,000 commuters a day, was struck by a cargo ship and just collapsed in a heap of rubble. At least six people are known to have died. The videos of the scene are horrific, and the fact that no more deaths have been reported is actually a credit to the first responders who were able to block traffic while the ship called out its mayday. But then Uncle Sugar showed up. In a not-so-surprising move, Joe Biden went to the microphone yesterday and pledged that federal tax dollars would pay the, in his words, entire cost of rebuilding the bridge. The entire cost. I mean, never mind it's a state and local affair, right? Never mind that a massive shipping company may bear some liability and need to be brought in to deal with it. Might even have insurance. Never mind that the investigation is beginning to show that the ship that hit the bridge was one with a negative history and may come to be known as a ship at fault. And yes, I know that federal funds can help in emergencies, and I don't mind seeing help, but this is not that. This is Uncle Sugar, who doesn't want anyone to think his checkbook is just not available to them at a moment's notice. So the same man that's been pledging to pay off student loans, finance your next electric vehicle, and send money to Sri Lanka to fund transgender rights abroad did not blink a beady eye when he got out there and pledged to end the suffering himself. Why not? It's what government does, right? Government's not about security. It's about financial security. Oh, yeah. Uncle Sugar writes the checks. But lest you think this is just a federal issue, let me bring it all back home. So yesterday, also, in a not-so-surprising move, the trustees of Birmingham Southern College announced that effective May 31st of this year, Birmingham Southern will forever close its doors. After 168 years of continuous educational service to the community and state, BSC, a private college, will close its doors. You've likely heard that BSC has been in financial dire straits now for some time. They made a series of bad moves that drained the college endowments. In 2007, y'all, BSC reported having $110 million in cash reserves in its endowment program. But then they launched a building campaign that turns out to have been ill-advised, spending incredible amounts on massive landscaping and green energy-compliant dormitories. They also mismanaged their resources through bad accounting when, by their own admission, they miscalculated the amounts that would be due to the college through federal resources. But by then, the bad numbers had already been baked into the budget, and the spending did not match the resources. During the COVID pandemic, BSC was propped up by massive tranches of federal relief dollars while at the same time announcing that any student who dared not to show proof of vaccination would have to pay more in campus fees than students who complied with the unlawful mandating of an experimental vaccine. And yes, enrollment began to drop. And then the calls to Uncle Sugar went out. BSC first announced it needed over $40 million in local and state funds to bail out their dire situation. Now keep in mind, again, this is a private institution that has admittedly grossly mismanaged its resources. They spent badly, they accounted badly, and they show complete disregard for members of their student body that pay their bills, and then they wanted Uncle Sugar to rush to their aid. Well, that, be honest with you, that fell by the wayside, despite all the pleas and threats of closure. But despite the self-serving economic impact studies that they clearly showed how bad life would be without their presence, they still couldn't get the legislature on board. What would Birmingham do, though? What would the state of Alabama do? How do we get by without this grossly mismanaged institution of education? The legislature, cajoled and browbeaten, decided to craft a unique situation that allowed for BSC to borrow. Borrow? Yes, borrow. $30 million in low-interest loans from the state, your tax dollars. It would save BSC. It would be the panacea for all their financial ails, but then it turns out the bill included an actual process. You mean, wait, they actually had to apply for a loan? Yep. But I thought it was a gimme. I thought the bill was run just for them. I thought it was a check from Uncle Sugar, they said. Nope. Because Alabama's treasurer, Young Boozer, he felt the gravity of the situation required some actual due diligence. He felt that they needed to pass, like, even the most moderate of underwriting reviews. You know, the kind of underwriting reviews that you and I have to go through before we're allowed to buy a house or get a credit card or buy a car. An actual credit check of BSC. And what Treasurer Young Boozer found was very telling. With over $17 million in current loans against the campus facilities, Treasurer Boozer learned that BSC would put the state of Alabama in second place, subordinated to its other lenders, so if they ever bankrupted, which would be a real possibility, the citizens of Alabama would likely never see the loan get paid back. But this is for BSC. This is to save us from ourselves. You're supposed to be Uncle Sugar. Boozer denied the loan, because the authority given to him by the legislature was to actually do that and be responsible if he needed to. But this year, the legislature decided to do an end-around. We'll fix that Boozer guy. We'll amend the law, take his name out of it altogether, and remove his discretion and give it to somebody who remembers that Uncle Sugar keeps his promises. Well, that appears to have died in the House now. So yesterday, BSC announced that it will close its doors in just over 60 days. Listen, I hate it. I hate the idea of them being gone. I've had friends who played baseball there and got their degrees. My own grandmother went to Birmingham Southern. I hate it. It's been an institution for 168 years. That's a big solid chunk of the amount of time that Alabama's even been a state. We've had a Birmingham Southern college. But I got to say this. Uncle Sugar does not need to write checks to institutions that cannot, by their own admission, manage their funds. So thank you, Treasurer Young Boozer. I hate the idea of BSC going away. I hate the idea of the Key Bridge being knocked down in Baltimore. But I also hate the idea that no one will ever know the meaning of consequences because they keep getting bailed out of their own issues with my money. It's a tough call. Maybe it's just the government version of tough love. Maybe Uncle Sugar ain't all he's cracked up to be, right? And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, that's it. I mean, some of y'all out there are probably Birmingham Southern graduates, and I feel for you. I hate the idea of the alma mater going away, right? But listen, you can't have Uncle Sugar writing checks off of our checking account all the time for things that do not deserve it and that would not even be able to get a loan under normal circumstances. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.